Listeners, good morning. Welcome back to Channel 7. And we are talking about intimacy. This is a word with you. And this whole week we've been speaking about intimacy. How to build, today we're talking about how to build intimacy. We've been talking about what it is, the benefits of intimacy, and the distractions we face when we're trying to be intimate with God. And so today we're going to talk a little bit about how. How do we build intimacy with the Father? And I want to show something with you absolutely special. John 14, verse 23. Jesus answered and said to him, "If a man loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him." Abode is home. We will make our home with him. Let me read that again. John 14, 23. Jesus answered and said, "If a man loves me, he will keep my word. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." Now, a home is such a beautiful place. It could be, for most people, it's a beautiful picture of intimacy. For a lot of people, they don't have homes, so it's quite difficult. Well, their homes are broken down, so that picture doesn't really relate to them. But I think most of you listening to me right now and the demographic that listens to Channel 7, all of you have a really beautiful picture of home. It's a really intimate place. And so here Jesus is saying, what you do to build intimacy, that kind of homely relationship with God, is you keep his word. First of all, if you love him. So the first place is obviously to get to the place where you love Jesus. How do you love someone? If you have a relationship with someone, if you're married, if you're engaged, I want you to think about that person. I want to ask you, how did you come to love that person? The obvious answer is, I spent time with her. Now look, I know it was her beautiful hair and her eyes that got you interested in the first place. But not that. I'm not talking about this romantic kind of love. I'm talking about love as the choice love. How did you learn to love? You spent time. So the first obvious place we can begin to build intimacy with God is time. Time. Make time in your day. Make time while driving in the car. Did you know that while driving you can have the most amazing time praying? I notice many people while driving around on my motorcycle, they talk on their cell phone and they're listening to the radio, which is good. And sometimes they SMS and sometimes they get very angry at the cars in front of them. And I think, why don't you just pray a bit? Why don't you just speak to Father God? Make time. Make time wherever you are. That's the first place. Because when you make time, you begin to love. And when you love, you keep the word. And here Jesus is saying, if you love me, you will keep my word. My Father will love you, and there that means, boom, there's a two-way facilitation of intimacy right there. You love me, my Father loves you, and then look at this. We, Jesus and the Father, obviously the Holy Spirit, then will come, and they will make their home with you. Listen, I want to ask you today, is God welcome in your home? Can God come to you and make his home with you? Because that's what his desire is. And so I want to just give you these two things. There's another thing. We can build intimacy by speaking to Father God, and that means praying. So if we make time to love him, and we make time by keeping his word, just reading and studying and loving his word, the automatic thing that follows is we begin to converse with him. We do that by praying. And so what happens is we begin to talk to him, like you talk to a friend, like you talk to your wife. In a way, you speak to Father God and you build this relationship of speaking to him. I think a lot of people are quite scared to talk to God, but really, you don't have to be scared. You can just talk away. He absolutely understands you. And if you love him and you've come to a place where you've made him king of your life, the Bible says then that you will receive God's Spirit, which means that you are a born-again child of God. So that means the Holy Spirit lives with you because you're his temple. And so the Holy Spirit then is with you. Now, how beautiful is this? If you love God and you keep his word, you get into his word, you begin to pray to him, look at this beautiful thing. The Holy Spirit will begin to reveal to you God's heart, and you'll become aware of the Holy Spirit's presence. This is the most beautiful thing that you can imagine, listener, is becoming aware of God being present in your life. It doesn't have to be a airy-fairy thing and a mystical thing at all. It's a very real thing. You become literally aware of God being with you. I'm serious. I've experienced it sometimes in my life, and not always and not very often, but there have been moments in my life where I've literally felt God being present. And I wish I could live at that place. I wish I could absolutely just stay in that place, but we walk by faith. And so by faith, God is with me. And by faith, I build intimacy. And so I want to challenge you, listener, this morning. God wants to build his home with you. He wants to come and be intimate with you. Will you love him? Will you spend time in his word, and will you talk to him? Because that's how you will build that intimacy. Allow us to pray together. Father, we honor you for the fact that you want to be with us. We honor you for the fact that you came down from heaven and you made us your children by dying for us. Thank you that you made that sacrifice. So today, Father, we just want to pray that you would come and help us to build intimacy. We even need you to help us in that place. We love you, Lord God, and we're going to try and keep your word, and we're going to try and spend time in your word. And God, we're going to keep talking to you. We're just going to be in relationship with you from now on. And we want to love you, and therefore, that's how we want to build intimacy. It's our desire, Lord. We honor you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.